So I'm going to get into some of your cases, but first ask you a real simple question, which is, what's first-line therapy of CLL nowadays?
There's not one right answer to that question. I think what you alluded to earlier about performing a prognostic evaluation is really key. So there's a lot of different prognostic markers that one could perform, but it probably really boils down to three or four. And that's checking IGHV status, FISH specifically for deletion 17P. The others don't matter as much to me. Next generation sequencing specifically for a TP53 mutation. And that information together really can help to guide therapy. If a patient is a perfect candidate for FCR, like we talked about earlier, it's still part of the conversation. Otherwise, things have gotten much simpler for patients at this and oncologists at this point in time. It really boils down to novel agent-based therapy with the two or three choices available, ibrutinib, ibrutinib plus obinutuzumab, or venetoclax plus obinutuzumab. Of course, we don't have head-to-head comparative data of ibrutinib plus ven, so the conversation is really a long one discussing the advantages and disadvantages of ibrutinib and venetoclax, and I could get into that because it is something that we talk about every day with patients. You know, with ibrutinib, it's a continuous therapy, so that may be one disadvantage that patients may consider. But on the other hand, we have 5+ years follow-up as a first therapy, so that's reassuring for patients. And we have sequencing data available. There are prospective data which support the use of venetoclax following discontinuation of ibrutinib. You're looking at a 65-70% overall response rate, a median PFS of 24 months.